And on top of that, you must have compassion and mercy.
所以有一个姐妹啊，就跟我，我信了耶稣，我受不了。
姐妹
啊，有一个姐妹告诉我，她信了耶稣之后，觉得啊，她受不了了。
So there was a sister told me that after she believed in Christ, she could no longer tolerate.
啊，这个见证。等一下站下，现在先休息。
I'll continue with this testimony later. I will take a break first.
好，莫导。
Prince, there was a sister saying that there are people always using Bible to apply on her.
哎，我刚才讲那个姐妹哈，她是先生带她来慕道，结果她受圣灵，她受洗，先生不受洗。
So the sister that I mentioned just now is that she received the Holy Spirit and came and baptized in the church, but the husband did not.
因为先生当医生啊，很忙啊。
Because her husband is a physician and he is very busy.
先生很聪明啊，把太太带到教会，他就有安全感了。
So this husband thought he's more secure by having his wife to stay in the church.
啊，所以我太太既然得到圣灵信耶稣了啊，她很放心呐、啊。
So since his wife come to believe in the Lord and will stay in the church, he think that it's more secure that way.
啊，因为没有信主的人呐、啊，先生忙，太太就打麻将啦、应酬啦，就这样，他很不放心呐、啊，所以把他带到教会最好了。
So this husband thought that if the wife were to social or play mahjong, other than going to church, that will, he will be very worrisome, so it's better for her to go to church.
啊，后来太太说跟我说，啊，我受不了了，我受不了了。
那个太太，谢
谢。太太，这位做太太的啊。
Okay, and this husband were telling me that he could no longer stand it.
啊，我说，什么受不了？你到底怎么样啊？
So I asked him, well, what is that about that you cannot stand?
他说我还没有信主的时候，先生都听我的，我现在信了耶稣啊，我都要听先生的。
Excuse me, the wife also expressed that she could not stand her husband because he said that before I believed in the Lord, the husband always listened to me. But it's strange that after I believed in the Lord, the husband always tried to ignore me.
我如果多跟他讲几句，他说：“哎，你不是信耶稣吗？你做妻子要顺服丈夫啊！你有没有读圣经啊？你啊！”
Whenever I talk to him, he will say that, "Well, didn't you read the Bible that the wife should submit to her husband? So what's wrong with you?"
所以他说我很后悔信耶稣啊！我如果不信耶稣，我听先生都听我的啊！我叫他说一，你他不敢说二。现在不行啊！现在说你是耶稣怎么这样的？耶稣叫你这样吗？我都没有话讲哎。
So she was very regretful of believing in the Lord because before she became Christian, whatever she told the husband to do, the husband did not do otherwise.
我说那你怎么办
？So then I asked her, "What do you want to do then?"
我说圣经说。爱就是要凡事忍耐啊。
So she said that while to have love is to be patient, tolerance over things.
我说对啊，那很好啊。
I said, well, that's good that you could be patient and tolerant.
啊，他说我已经忍耐到无可忍耐了。
And she expressed that, well, I have tolerated till the extent that I could no longer hold on to it.
他说：“传道，这个圣经怎么会这样写呢？我要忍耐到什么时候？我已经忍无可忍了，你知道吗？”
And she said that, well, how come the Bible wrote this way? That I have tried to be patient and tolerant, but I just cannot bear it anymore.
我一直忍耐，忍耐，我已经忍耐到快要爆炸了。
And I've tolerated so much to the extent that I almost feel like I'm very explosive.
我说哇，他说啊，这个信耶稣真苦嘞，怎么有喜乐？怎么靠主常常喜乐，哪有喜乐
？And she said that, well, it's so bitter to believe in the Lord because after believing in the Lord, I don't see any joy in me.
我说你圣经读一半而已啊，没有把它读完。
And I said that you have only read halfway halfway of the Bible, not the entire.
我说圣经怎么写？
So I told her, what did the Bible say?
爱就是凡事忍耐啊。
And she said, well, love is to be patient and tolerant.
我说还有呢？
And said,
下一句呢？你怎么没有读？只有读一半而已。
And then I pursue on and I ask what's the later part about?
然后传道下一句我不敢读了，我读一半就受不了了，还整句都读啊。
And she told me that, well, I didn't want to read on, because I just can't bear reading it.
我说下一句怎么说？
And I said, what does the next verse tell you?
他说爱是很久忍耐，还要加上恩慈呢，我受不了了，一半就受不了了。
She said that, well, love has to be patient and tolerant, and you have to be also merciful. I just can't do that.
13章第四节啊。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。哦，我已经读一半就受不了，已经忍耐不住了啊。
So、
还要加上恩慈哦。哦，他跟我凶，我还要跟他说谢谢哦。
So it says here, love is patient, love is kind. Are you saying that I have to be patient to my husband and I have to be kind at the same time? Are you kidding?
我说差不多了，你如果说得出来哦，你就快乐了。
Well, I said, well, you're almost there. Since you can say it, I think you can do it.
传道，你不要开玩笑了，这个做不到了。
And she told me that, well, I just cannot do it.
我说啊，你如果加上这句，就好像气球留了透气孔，你空气一直把它打进去，不会爆炸，它有透气孔就出去了，就跑掉了，永远不会爆炸的。
Well, I told her that, well, you will be just like a balloon that has been made a hole, so that once you try to inflate the balloon, the air will be let out, so it will never explode.
先生对你凶，你对他恩慈，你要体谅他，他们还没有信主，不懂道理，实在很可怜。
So, you must have pity on your husband because he did not believe in the Lord and he does not know what he was doing.
你要多多为他祷告。
You must pray for him more.
哎，你要以爱心去感化他。
So you must use love to persuade him.
哎，因为我们常常啊。只会要求别人，不懂得要求自己。
Because we often find ourselves, we are always very demanding on others, but ourselves.
哎，以前呐、啊，都是你管丈夫，现在丈夫管你，你就受不了了。
Before you try to manipulate your husband, but now you just have no control over him, then you cannot bear any longer.
你如果能够为他付出爱，体谅他的软弱，为他祷告啊，感到哎呀，他就是没有信主这么可怜，就是他信了主，你认为哎呀，他那么软弱，还不懂道理，还不刚强，哎，你就不会心里很难过啦，你就
And if you have love for your husband, and you can be very considerate for him being not a Christian and being understand.The teaching of the Bible, then you will be much, you will feel much better by praying for him.
感谢主了，后来先生也来信主了。
And thanks to the grace of God, her husband later on also believed in the Lord.
现在夫妻两个好得不得了。
And now both of them were in very good relationship.
真的，我们在这个献祭啊，献祭的人要把这个祭牲的品。自己要去剥皮啊。
So the one who made the offering must skin the animal themselves.
啊，我们要懂得呀、啊，检讨自己，而不是光看别人，你走哪里不好，哪里不好啊。
And we must know how to self-examine, rather than pinpointing at others' weaknesses.
啊，自己眼中的良木自己都看不到，但是别人眼中里面的一根刺啊，看得清清楚楚。
And if you cannot see your lock in your own eyes, you only pinpointing at others on their spikes in their eyes.
那真的哈，剥皮，讲是很容易，真的自己要把皮剥下来就不容易啊。
Therefore, I said that it's very difficult to skin
真的有几个像大卫的自己剥皮。
And how many of us are like David that he was able to skin himself?
你看诗篇五十一篇，大卫犯罪之后呢，他把他犯罪的过程写成诗歌，交给灵长，给全国的百姓啊，啊，去歌唱，去唱。
When we look at David, after he sinned against God, he admitted himself and he wrote it into Psalms and distributed it, the entire Psalm to all the people in his nation.
诗篇五十一篇就是大卫啊忏悔的诗。
So Psalm chapter 51 is the Psalm of his repentance.
啊，把他犯罪的过程、心态全部表达出来。
So he has revealed all the intentions that he had before and during and after sinning.
但是扫罗就剥不下皮了。
But we could look at Saul, he was just the opposite. He could not bear skinning himself.
为什么大卫犯那么大的罪，神说他是合神心意的人。
And why when David has sinned, committed such a great sin against God, and God still say that he's a person of, that is pleasing to God.
为什么扫罗是神所高立的以色列第一代的王？为什么神弃绝他呢？
And why, when King Saul was anointed by God, and he was the very first king of Israelites, and then he was abandoned by God?
其实扫罗也是一个大能勇士。
And as a matter of fact, Saul was also a great warrior.
啊，但是后来神离开他。
But later on, God has left him.
他失去能力了。
And he lost all his strength.
嗯，神在兴起大卫了。
And God later on raised David.
又是神啊，叫他把亚玛利他利人啊，这个全部要把他消灭掉。
There was once God told him to wipe out the entire race of Amalekites.
他却把亚玛利王下啊这个亚甲还有牛羊毁的都留下来。
So he had spared the life of some of the Amalekites and also the flocks and herds of the Amalekites.
撒母耳啊在路上啊迎接他。
So Prophet Samuel was receiving him on the way.
撒母耳早就得到神的启示了。
And Samuel has received revelation from God before, prior to that.
对扫罗说。
So he told Saul.
我怎么听到有牛羊叫的声音呢？
He said, "How come I hear the sound of the herd and flocks?"
神不是叫你把所有亚玛利人人牲畜啊，通通啊。杀掉不留吗？
Didn't God instructed you to kill every single Amalekite and also their flocks and herds?
扫罗不承认自己的错，把罪推给这个百姓。
So Saul did not want to admit his own mistake. Instead, he tried to blame it on his people.
啊，这是百姓的意思了。啊，这个留下来都是毁的，要献给神的了。
Or he said that people wanted that to be spared because they want to offer the fat ones to God.
啊，所以才有那一句啊，非常有名的啊，这个经文出来啊。
So therefore, there was a famous verse that was said based on this incident. 啊，
这个听命胜过献祭啊。
That is to be obedient is better than offering.
你不听神的命令，哦，你要把什么最好的留给神，有什么用？神不会悦纳的。
If you're not obedient to the will of God, then whatever you offer is not acceptable to Him.
啊，后来撒母耳就责备他了，你还没回来，神已经告诉我了。
So Prophet Samuel rebuked him that before you come back, God has already gave me revelation.
但是撒母怎么说
？And what did Saul say？
他还是不认错的。
He still did not want to admit his mistake.
虽然还是要悔改啊。
And even though,
好像悔改了。
Even though it seems that he has already repented.
啊，其实他不是真正说他有罪，没有真正 认罪悔改。
In actual fact, he did not repent at all.
我们看撒母耳记上十五章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。悖逆的罪和行邪事的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜我像拜虚神和我像的罪相同。你既然厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。”二十四节。
Verse 24.
扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的，就听从他们的话啊，就违背了神的命令和你的言语。现在求你啊，赦免我的罪。”同我回去，我好敬拜神。啊，撒母耳对扫罗说：“我不同你回去，因为你厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做以色列的王。”撒母耳啊，就转身要走，扫罗啊，就扯住他的外袍的衣襟，啊，衣襟就断裂了。撒母耳对他说：“如今，啊，如此。”今日耶和华使以色列国与你断绝，啊，将这国赐予比你更好的人。以色列的大能者必不至于说谎的，也不至于后悔，因为他总会是人啊，绝不后悔。扫罗说：“我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列的人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。”哎，你看这个撒母耳啊，几次说我有罪了啊，这个扫罗啊，几次说我有罪了。
So in several occasions Saul has replied that he has sinned
啊，但是他并不是真正的诚心认罪的。
But as a matter of fact, he was not truly repenting.
他的皮啊剥不下来耶。
He could not bear skinning himself.
虽然他说我有罪了。
Even though he said that he had sinned.
啊，虽然如此啊。
Even he said so.
啊，三十节说，虽然如此啊，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我。
So verse 30, Saul replied, "I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel."
啊，虽然说我有罪了，还要啊，在长老百姓面前还要受抬举的。
Even though that he said that he has sinned, but he still wants the honor before the elders and people.
啊，他没有大卫真正的谦卑啊，剥皮啊。
He did not have
the, 剥不下皮。
He did not have the true humbleness that David had, that he was not able to skin himself.
所以有很多人啊，被这个面子问题害死了。
There are many people who pay particular attention to their face.
啊，我们看讲义的第六页哈。
Let's turn to our class material.
哎，这个
page
剥寄生的皮啊，这里提到皮，这个代表着世人呐、表示啊世人看重的外表、虚荣、自意、面子啊这些呀、啊。好、哦，那主耶稣啊全然没有外皮，信主一定当脱去外皮，或者奉献啊，这个不蒙悦纳的啊。
So,
所以，我们应该啊，要能够像大卫一样，处路敞开的啊。这个像诗篇51篇呐、啊， 大卫这个确实啊，大卫啊，他忏悔的诗篇啊。
And it is just like many people who are afraid of losing faith, in a way that you must be able to skin yourself, which is just like Jesus, who is without skin.
啊，所以啊，这里有提到这个顾面子的人，撒母耳记上十五章啊，二十四节到三四节，这里就提到这个扫罗王了哈。
So on the issue of being afraid of losing faith, we could seek an example such as Sam, Saul, King Saul.
那不顾面子的人呐、啊，啊，这里切心痛悔者，这是指的是大卫王。
And for those who do not, who was not afraid of losing faith or be able to skin themselves, will be King David.
啊，这个我们看一下撒母耳记下十二章哈。
Let's go on to Second Samuel chapter 12.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
哎，大卫对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”拿单说：“耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。啊，只是呢，你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。”拿单就回家去了。哦，这里呀、啊，指着大卫王。也只说一句我有罪了，哎，但是呢先知知道，神知道，他说我有罪了是确实从心里啊认罪悔改，确实痛悔说的。那扫罗就不一样，他说我有罪了，其实啊只是口头上没有真心悔改，所以他们两个人的结局完全就不一样了。
So we can see over here David only said that I have sinned against the LordSo at the moment, Nathan and also the Lord knew that he was truly repenting. And on the other hand, we could see that King Saul was not repenting. The way that he said that he had sinned was only expressed verbally, but in his heart, he did not have the heart of regrets or repent. So both of their consequences were different.
大卫为什么能够剥下自己的皮？
Why was David able to skin himself?
当然跟他的本性应该也有关系的了哈。
Of course, that probably has something to do his own with his own personality.
其实扫罗还没有安立为王的时候，也是很谦卑的哟。
As a matter of fact, before Saul was anointed as a king, he was a very humble person also.
撒母耳啊，要告他为王的时候。躲起来，躲到桶子里面去，他不敢呢，很谦卑耶。
So when Samuel announced that he is supposed to be a king, the King Saul, Saul at that time was so humble, or that he hid himself in a bucket.
但是当他被安立为王的时候，哎，就不一样了，那个时候就不一样了，变了，整个人都变了。
But after his anointment as a king,he changed totally.
当然了，这个大卫啊，能够剥下自己的皮啊，自己能够剥下皮，这拿单先知啊有功劳的啊，他有要领。
And of course, for David to be able to skin himself, Nathan have great contribution to his humbleness.
他如果直接跟大卫说你犯了什么罪，可能啊。大卫一时失去理智啊，这个拿单先知可能就被砍头了。
So if Nathan were to directly express that, well, David, you have sinned, then he probably will be beheaded.
就好像啊，这个施洗约翰一样啊，责备这个西律就被砍头了。
It's just like John the Baptist when he reprimanded King Herod, he was beheaded.
但是拿单先知啊，很有智慧的。
And Nathan was a person of wisdom.
啊，他。先激发大卫啊，那个公正的心了、啊、哈。
He first tried to induce the heart of justness of David.
先讲故事给他听。
So he first told him a story.
哦，大卫啊，听得啊，这个非常气愤，这个人该死。
And David was so enraged by hearing the story, and then he said that this person should definitely die.
啊，那故事我们都很清楚了，我不用讲哈。
All of us probably very familiar with the story, so I need not to mention it.
哎，是大卫说。怎么世上有这种人？这个人该死。
And David said, "Why will there be such kind of person in this world? The person should die."
哦，这个拿单先知说，你就是那个人。
And then Nathan just go on and said, "You are that person."
哦，他先激发他的正义感。
So he first, Nathan first induced the heart of justice in David.
以你的话来治你的罪。
So he used David's words to judge David.
你就是那个人。
So you are that person.
哇，大卫那个时候才醒悟过来，我错了。
And David was at that time came to consciousness and realized that he had sinned.
所以啊，皮自己剥，你自己剥剥得很开心，别人帮你剥皮啊，哎呀，大家通通遭殃啊！啊，剥的人遭殃，被剥的人也遭殃了。
And sometimes it's a little bit easier to skin yourself, but if it were to be done by someone else or somebody else who skin you, that will be much more difficult.
所以台湾那一次啊，信主代表大卫啊，只剥过那一次再来，也没有人敢再剥皮了。
So as I was saying, at the early days of our church, people tried to skin each other.And that was the only occasion that they have done because they experienced the difficulties in it.
大概只有几个人剥，我剥你，你剥我，我说你怎么样不好，他说他怎么样不好，结果哇大吵大闹，我不好你都好，哎，结果互挖疮疤，结果哪里什么剥皮大会。
So, by skinning each other means that they criticize each other.So eventually, it did not benefit anyone at all.
真的哦，啊，所以我们献祭要剥皮，这个真的是个很难的功课啊。
So to make offer is to skin ourselves. It is a very difficult thing to do.
因为人都是爱面子啊。
Because we all are afraid to lose face.
说好听一点，这是人的尊严呐。哪一个人的尊严要被踩啊？
Put it in a better way that we could say that we are protecting our own integrity.
啊，但是啊，自己剥，自己承认我错。
But to be honest, we have to skin ourselves and to admit our own mistakes.
啊，刚才那个姐妹啊，有姐妹告诉我，她拿圣经教导孩子、教训孩子，那个圣经怎么说怎么说？妈，你不要再讲了，你又要拿圣经来骂我了。我知道了，我都知道了，你不用讲了。
那确实我是 child。
有时候你自己的孩子都受不了啊，别人还能够被你剥皮啊。
So, sometimes when you try to apply the teachings in the Bible, onto your own children, they might be very angry about it. It is needless to say that if somebody else's were to pinpoint at you, are you able to tolerate that?
所以我跟姐妹讲一个见证，说有一个姐妹哈，她没有丈夫了，只有生一个男孩子，她一直怕这个男孩子变坏啊，所以把他盯得很紧。哇，那个男孩子觉得好烦，有了这个妈妈真烦呐。
So this
没有又不行，又很烦，很痛苦。
And the example that I just told you about the child that has been taught by her mother, it is such that this mother has only given birth to one child and is the only child of the family. And the mother was afraid that this child might go astray or deteriorate. So she was always trying to teach her whenever she can. And this child just could not stand that intensive way of teaching.
教会没有聚会的时间，他们就母子两个人家庭聚会。
If there isn't any church service, they will hold services at home. Both of them.
就读圣经分享，妈妈常常借着读圣经分享教训孩子。
So they will always have kids have Bible study, and then when they study the Bible, the mom will make use of what is said in the Bible to recommend the child.
那天晚上教会又没有聚会，两个母子又要聚会了。
So there was one night when there's no church service, and when both of them, the son and mother, was about to have a family service by themselves.
不过那天晚上聚会，孩子有备而来。
So at that
来聚会啊。
So that evening, her son was all prepared to counter the family service.
哦。就唱诗祷告啊，开始分享圣经。
So they sang hymns and then they pray and then they began to share the words of the Bible.
妈说，那今天晚上你先分享好了。
And then the mother went on and said, "Well, son, why don't you start first by sharing your views?"
哦，孩子说，好啊，我先分享。以弗所六。
And then said, "Well, let's turn on Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4." And then the mom was so surprised and so joyful that the son was so initiative in turning to the Bible. So she didn't think twice before she turned to the Bible and read it.
但是读到最后越读越小声。
So the more she read, the softer the voice she had.
她知道上孩子的当。
She knew that she has been tricked.
你们做父母的。啊，不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训警戒教训他，越读越小声，上当了啊！
So what it said here, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Of course, the mother could not accept this.
好了，我们真的需要学剥皮的道理。这个剥皮的功夫啊，真的是很难的。哇，把个老会老弟了。
So that's the reason why I said it is very important to learn the lesson of skinning our own selves because it is a very difficult process.
剥得呱呱叫。
It's a very hard thing to do.
很苦的啊。
It's bitter.
这个真的不容易啊啊，但是。必须要学，你要献祭，你就必须自己要剥皮，你剥皮就不剥皮就不能献祭，神不悦纳了呀。
Even though that is an uneasy thing to do, but if you don't skin yourself, whatever offerings that you make will not be acceptable to God.
当然，这教训我们必须要谦卑服侍神，服侍神。
But the key to all this offering is that we must serve God and also others with humbleness.
再来就是要把这个肉块啊切成一块一块啊，这个宰杀之后的牲畜皮剥了之后呢，要把它剁成一块一块。
And the next thing we should do for this burnt offering is after we skin after they skin the animal, they will cut them up into pieces.
这个肉块要剁成一块，肉代表我们肉体的情欲啊，我除掉自我不自夸的啊。
The flesh symbolizes the physical desire that we must chop them up and cut them into pieces.
没有我个人的存在。
There's no such thing as there's no egoism.
多成一块一块，看不出啊，这是一只牛，一条牛，一只羊的，看不出来的。
Once you cut it up, you can figure out if this is a bull or this is a goat.
也指着消灭个性的哈啊，
也有
自己的私意的啊。
That is also that also means that we are putting off our own self, our own opinion.
一个要侍奉神的，必须要能够破碎自己。
For someone who wants to serve the Lord, they first must break themselves up.
没有我个人的存在。
There should not be.
尤其在教会里面。
There should not be existence of egoism, especially serving people.
曾经有一位弟兄就是这样啊。
There was a brother who made such a mistake.
他告诉我，传道没有办法，我这个是我的个性啊。
He told me that, well, preacher, I just can't help it. This is my personality.
我说你什么个性？
And I told him, oh, what kind of personality do you have anyway?
我说O型，我出生就O型了，O型的就是脾气不好嘛，那有什么办法呢？
And he said, well, I was born with blood type O, O type of blood. So anyway, those people with O type of blood are explosive anyway.
哇，那你要感谢神的，神给你O型的，你有发脾气的权利呢。
And I said, well, thank God that you are born with O type of blood that you have the right to angry about.
你不能说我是O型的，那你就 有权利发脾气啊，这个我的个性啊，那大家都要服你的个性啊。And
then, why, how can such a person say that since you are born with the old type of blood, then you can make use of such a reasoning to have rage over others?
所以有一位弟兄就说了，你O型，你O我比你更好。
And those brothers said that, well, you belong to the old type of blood. I think I'm even a true old than you.
我们信了耶稣，我们就变成耶稣型的才对，要跟我同型。
And I told him, since we believe in the Lord, our blood type is the blood type of Jesus.
啊，信了耶稣要靠圣灵来更新我们自己。然后我们信耶稣做什么？
And since you have become Christian, you should use the words of God to renew yourself. Otherwise, what's the use of believing?
受洗就是有罪的旧人和耶稣同时同埋葬，旧人已经死掉埋葬了，现在活起来了，是主耶稣的生命在我里面活，一个复活的人。
Once you baptize, you wash away all your sins and you become a new person.
我们一举一动要有新生的样式了。And
in all of our actions, we must have a sense of being renewed.
我们看这个罗马书十二章第二节啊。Please
turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章的第一节我们讲过很久，很多次了啊。第二节。
We have talked about chapter 12, verse 1 several times already, so we'll go on with verse 2.
既然我们要当活祭献给神，我们就第二节就告诉我们，就不要效法这个世界了，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验什么是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意，这样才对啊。
So verse 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
信了耶稣，旧人没有死掉。So
if you believe in the Lord, and then your old self was not dead.
旧人没有死，新人怎么会复活？So
if your old self is not dead, then how can the new person of you be alive?
不但死。 旧人借着洗礼，耶稣同时还要同埋葬，把他埋没掉，再也看不到我旧人的这些言行了。
Now your old self should die. When you baptize, you should also bury your old self.
我们一举一动才能够活出一个新生的样式。Then
all the all of our deeds or our acts will have a sense of being renewed.
所以我们信了耶稣，不要说哦，本来就是这样，我本来就怎么样。
Well, we can't always say that, well, I'm just a person like that, so what can I do? Then that is not the way a Christian should be.
看以弗所书第四章。Please
turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
你们学的基督 却不是这样的啊！如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，应该要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的。 有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以我们信了主之后，要靠着神道理不断的来熏陶我们，靠着圣灵的能力不断的来更新我们，改变我们，成为一个新人的样式出来。
So after believing in Christ, we must always have the words of God nurturing us so that we can be renewed and become a new person in Christ.
要把这个肉块切成一块一块，再也没有我的存在了。
So we must cut up the flesh into pieces. There will be no longer we ourselves.
真的有时候神磨练我们了，把你挖开，把你磨皮皮。磨得你都一点脾气都没有了。
Sometimes the trial of God is so severe and effective that some people might be so impulsive, and after the trial, he was so much tamed.
为什么约伯要受那么大的苦？
So why did Job has to undergo such kind of trial?
就是因为他比别人好。
That is because he was so much better than many of other people. He was reverent to God.
完全正直。
And he was a righteous person.
远离恶事。
He was a person that is far away from evil things.
他广行善事呢，周济很多孤儿寡妇啊。
And he did many good things that he helped the widows and also orphans.
圣经说他当瞎子的拐杖。
And then he also served as a rod for the blind.
他做孤儿寡妇的依靠。
And he is the reliance of the widow and orphans.
他一个敬畏神、完全正直、远离恶事的人，为什么还要受那么多苦？
And as we look at it, how or why should a person who was so righteous and so godly and he has done so many great things for God and he still had to suffer for God?
家破人亡。
He has lost his family.
全身长疮。
And he grew sores all over his body.
连太太都厌弃他了。
And even his wife abandoned him.
最好的朋友都攻击他了。
Even his good friends attacked him.
真的，约伯被神磨的一点脾气都没有了，那你还要怎么办？你还能够怎么办
？You can see that Job has gone through so much trial of God that he has no longer have any temper.
一点也不敢再自夸了。
He did not dare to boast about his righteousness.
神借着这些苦难呢，磨掉了这个约伯的智意。
God has made use of such a trial for Job to perfect himself into a righteous person.
这个是人最容易犯的毛病。我比别人好的时候，就很容易看清别人，看不惯别人。这个像什么？那个也当信徒啊。
And it is a very common mistake easily to be made by people that we always think that what the weaknesses of people, why can such a person still dwell in the church?
无形中就自立起来了，高人一等。
And unknowingly, we have elevated ourselves and we become arrogant.
我们信徒常常也说：“哎呀，这是为盲人啊！”不是骂你过的。
没有没有，我
不听。我说我们信徒常常啊，我说：“哎，这是为盲人啊！”看不起外邦人，为外邦人言语行为各方面的。
And sometimes, as church members, we often so used to say, well, those Gentiles and this Gentile, they always do this kind of thing and that kind of thing, but we always neglect our own weaknesses. I think the way that we talk about non-believers, we have already elevated ourselves in an arrogant way.
所以为什么主耶稣在保罗身上加上一根刺？
And why did God has put a spike in Paul?
因为保罗比别人从主领受的恩赐啊太大。
That is because Paul has received so much more gifts and blessings than others.
神，保罗知道，神，主耶稣，他曾经一连三次求向主祷告，让那根刺离开他。
And Paul has prayed in several occasions to God to remove the spike in him.
主耶稣不要。
And Jesus didn't want to do that.
我的恩典够你用。
And Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
保罗可以叫死人复活，就是没有办法叫他身上的刺离开他。
And Paul could even raise the dead, but not removing his own spike.
保罗很清楚，主耶稣把这根刺留在我身上，就是要我学习谦卑。我保罗算什么？
And Paul knew too well that the purpose of the spike in him, it is to trial him, to allow him or to stimulate him to become a more humble person.
我保罗能够医病赶鬼，叫死人复活，叫瞎子看见，叫瘸子走路，但是呢，我不能叫我身上一根刺离开我。
And Paul said, I'm a person that I can raise the dead and also to heal others, to heal the leper, but I cannot remove the spike in myself.
看哥林多前书第四章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？是保罗谈到，让我们与别人不同。我比别人聪明，我比别人热心，我比别人更好，我比别人怎么样？你哪一样不是从神领受的
？So we often think that we are so much better than others in many ways, but aren't we always receive all these from God?
那既然领受的从神领受，那你夸口夸口什么？
And since you have received all this from God, what is there to boast about?
你如果自夸，那你就好像我不是从主领受的，我自己多棒，多能干。
If you try to boast about your own ability, it's like ignoring or try to deny that all these abilities were given by God.
你不讲，你撒谎最能干。
And King Nebuchadnezzar was a person who is very able.
他是当时世界最强盛的巴比伦国的国王。
And the nation that he reigned was the strongest nation in the world at that time.
他就自夸了。
And he boasted.
哦，在巴比伦的大城上面游行说，看哪，这不是靠着我大能大力把他建为京都的吗
？And so he were on the streets of Babylon, that saying.Aren't this nation built by me?
他话还没有说完，神的话就临到了。
And before he even finished saying, God's word has fallen upon him.
尼布甲尼撒，你要被赶出王宫，你要吃草如牛啊！
And the voice told him that you will be pulled out from your throne, and then you will mow the grass just like the cows.
一个最有聪明、最智慧、最有才能的王，哎，神把他的智慧能力收回，他就变成了一只最没有智慧的牲畜，吃草如牛。你还夸什么
？Even such a king with authority and also wisdom, he was brought down by Jesus and become a cow-like person.
啊，我们必须啊。要感恩的啊。
We must be thankful.
要破灭自己。
We must break ourselves up.
在教会里面，在团体里面，没有我，我算什么
？And sometimes we say that well in the church, there are many things that just cannot do without me. Who are we anyway?
一个要侍奉神的人，必须把你的肉块，把你的肉切成一块一块。
A person who wanted to serve the Lord, he must first cut himself up into pieces.
不但啊，破除我们肉体的情欲，也要消灭我们自己的个性，没有自我的存在。教会里面就是大家，就是主，没有我。
not only to do away our own egoism, and also we have to do away our pride so that we can serve others.
再来就是要把这个脏腑汗腿要洗干净啊。
And the next thing is to wash the inner part and also the legs with water.
脏腑指着我们的心思意念啊。
The inner part represents all of our minds and thoughts.
腿指着我们的行为。
And the legs represents our behavior, our deeds.
啊，一个侍奉神的人要以清洁的良心呐、来侍奉神。
A person who serves the Lord must serve with his clear conscience.
这个心态啊要正确。
And the mentality must be rightful.
不要存着什么企图。
You must not have any bad intentions.
有私意都不对。
Having motive is incorrect.
腿，我们的行为。
And the leg, it's just like our deeds and acts.
所以我们必须要能够洁净自己。
Therefore, we must first of all know how to cleanse ourselves.
再来，把头要献上。
And the next thing is to offer the head.
表示委托了自己的主见的意志啊，自己的荣耀了表示我们不自夸、不炫耀不夺权肯谦卑来。服侍神来谦虚自卑自己
To offer the head means you give up yourself, your opinion, and your egoism so that you can serve others better.
那脂油就是最好的
And the fat is the best part.
脂油一烧在坛上就会滑出香气出来。
And once the fat is burned on the altar, it creates the aroma.
所以这些脂油以色列百姓献祭比如说平安祭啦，或是其他的祭这个归给祭司，或是献祭的人可以跟家人一起分享，但是脂油绝对要全部烧在坛上的
In any other kinds of offerings, including burnt offerings, doesn't matter if they want to keep a part of the offerings for the priest or themselves or the offerer, they cannot keep any part of the fat to themselves. In fact, the fat has to be offered up to God entirely.
如果我们再看一下这样，这些脂油不只是说肉体上的脂油，只是指着这些那个蟒蝎啦上面的这些油啦这些要献给神。
And the fat not only referring to part of the fat on the skin, it also fat in the inner parts.
讲义这里是指着最好的部分啦我们传统上就这样讲。
And in the text we could see that the fat is referring to the best part of the body.
不过我个人有我个人的见解。
However, I have my own views about this.
脂油怎么会是最好的呢
？How come fat is the best part?
现代的人不敢吃油
I think that
是最不好的。
I think animal fat is the worst thing that we could eat nowadays.
神不要我们吃这个脂油，脂油归给他，我们不要吃，这是出于神的爱。真的。动物的油吃太多都是对身体不好的。
I think why to offer all the fats to God, it is that God did not want us to eat animal fat, and animal fat is in fact bad for our health.
所以我觉得把这个脂油要全部烧在台上献给神，脂油一烧就会发出香气来。我们不要夺取神的荣耀。
Therefore,
一切的荣耀颂赞要归给神。
Therefore, when fat is burned on the altar, that it makes aroma, and that aroma represents the honor and glory that should be given to God, not to be taken away by men.
所以这个献祭称为馨香的火祭火一烧就发出馨香之气出来，是因为有脂油，烧起来才会香
Therefore, an offering that is fragrant and also filled with aroma is the is a good offering.
所以这子由啊，应该是我个人的意见啊，这应该是指着一切的称赞荣耀都要归给神，人不能夺取神的荣耀。
And this fact, to my own opinion and my views, I think that that is referring to the glories and all the good things that we should give to God.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
这里讲啊，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭来献给神，就是那些承认主名的人嘴唇所结的果子。我们应该把一切的颂赞的荣耀要当作这个祭物献给神才对。我们不吃自由。我们不夺取神的荣耀，馨香之气是归给神的。
So we must give all the praise and glory to God and not to take away the exaltation from God.
并且这个燔祭是完全要烧在坛上的，所以称为全身的燔祭。
And because the burnt offering has to be done entirely on the altar, therefore we consider the offering asan offering of the entire animal.
完全奉献毫无保留。
It's an offering of wholeness, which if we don't hold back or take any part back at all.
我讲一个见证就结束了。
I would like to, before we conclude, I would like to give you a testimony.
我陈先刚刚出来实习的时候，当然是三十几年前了，那个时候这个台湾社会还很穷的时候。
And when I first was on my internship after I graduated from theological school, when the time is vastly poor in Taiwan.
我到一个乡下教会去实习。
So I went to a church in the rural area.
三十几年了，我到现在印象还很深刻。
And even though even though 30 some years has passed, I still could recall vividly. Because at that time, many people were so poor. And many people were so thrifty about using things. There was a Sabbath service, and after that service, in Taiwan, after the church service, many of the members will make offerings at the box.
一奉献我就想到耶稣对着那个奉献箱看人家奉献，我觉得蛮有意思我也看看。
So I was standing there looking at the offering box and try to look at how people are making their offering. I thought it was interesting.
真的，这个奉献有百态。
And I could see different ways of or different expressions of people when they make offerings.
我注意看，觉得很有趣有人一聚会完到奉献箱去一面走就拿起来拿一张一百块嘞那个时候一百块嘞不少了就拿起来拿到前面就放下去大家通通看见哦。
So I could see some people when they make offering probably the richer one they will take out $100 bill and then take it out from their purse and lift it up highand then drop in a little box. So everyone knew that this person has just made a big offering.
有一个比较穷的阿婆就抓只有两个铜板掉下去扣不好意思赶快跑出去。
There was one old sister, she tried to make offering, but she was so poor that she only had two coins in her pocket. So as she, immediately after she dropped that coins in the box and made some noise, she fled away, trying not to let others know that she has made so little of offering.
他们都不知道我在看。
So they didn't know that I was observing them.
对啊，就坐在那边看。
So I sat there and looked.
哇，在腰包里面抓抓抓抓出来，哇，一大叠的，哇，就找一张比较旧的。
So, and I also see this one guy took up a whole stack of bills, and then he tried to look for the oldest and the most torn, dirty bill and pulled it out and put it in the offering box. And then the person stuffed the whole stack of bills back to his pocket.
中午吃爱餐吃完了，有些姐妹啊就会到市场去买菜啊，聚会完就带回家啊。
So after the fellowship meal, at the lunch, there are some sisters who bring the leftover home.
啊，那我聚会前啊，那去买菜的一些姐妹都回来了，就一个讲了，哎呀，不拆，给我弄个弄过去。啊，他早知道。
就全部包回家。
不是的，如果他出去啊，结果回来的时候，他一卷的钞票丢掉了，找不到。他说，所以回来就说